لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وزوجاته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All praises due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek Allah's forgiveness and we ask Allah's assistance. And we seek refuge with Allah from our evil souls and our bad deeds. Verily, whomever Allah guides to Islam, no one can lead astray. And whomever Allah allows to go astray because they do not want any guidance, then no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of our worship except Allah, alone with no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. May Allah exalt His mention, grant Him peace, His companions, His wives, and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah the way He deserves it, and do not die except as Muslims in the state of submission to Allah. Brothers in Islam, Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فَإِلَيْهِ تَجْأَرُونَ. There isn't a single favor that you have except that it is from Allah. And then when calamity befalls upon you, to Him you cry for help. To Him you cry for help. In this particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the creation, believers and unbelievers alike, that every single bounty that you have is from Allah. And concerning this ayah, the children of Adam are in one of three categories. Those who are grateful to Allah, those who are grateful to Allah and His creation, and those who are grateful to the creation without being grateful to Allah. And we will elaborate on each bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal, beginning with the least, those who are not thankful to Allah but are thankful to the creation. It is those whom Allah addressed many times in the Quran and warned them against this kufr. And kufr or disbelief has a number of meanings in the Arabic language. One of them is being ungrateful. It's known as kufrun ni'mah, being ungrateful concerning the bounty that one gets from his Lord. Allah says to these people, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Did we not give you eyes and a tongue and two lips, and we guided you to the two ways? We informed you about the two ways. We let you know that there are two ways, one of good and one of evil. But the disbelievers do not understand. The disbelievers who do not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their example is like an employee in a business who gets hired. He lives in his country. They hire him in a foreign country and they pay for his plane ticket. Then they give him accommodation. Then they give him means of transportation. Then they give him a big salary. They give him clothing. They give him food. They give him drink. They give him everything that he needs. And they tell him, work for this business and produce some merchandise. Maybe he's an electrician or some sort of job that requires him to sit in a place and use material to come up with something. He just makes different machinery. He agrees. He gets hired. He travels over to that country. He gets a job. Everything they promised him is given. They give him the material. Say, this is what you need. All we need is your experience, your integrity, your truthfulness by fulfilling this particular job, because our business is suffering. We paid all this money for you so we may stay in business with the competition around us. And then this man indeed utilizes all these benefits and blessings from this particular business. He does put that product together, and then he goes on to the opposition, the competition, the business that is across the street, that is an enemy to his business. And he says to them, here, this is what I have put together. They don't know who he is. Who are you? We never hired you. We never paid you money. Why are you giving us this material? Why giving us this product? He says, well, I just thought it was fit that I give you that particular product that I put together. And sure enough, his boss finds out. And he tells him, where's the stuff? Where's the product? Oh, I gave it to the opposition. I gave it to the other business across the street. What do you think would be the position of the boss? How do you think he would feel? What do you think he would do? The death sentence? If he could, he will. This man took everything from them, utilized their means, their wealth, and everything they had to offer him in order to give that to someone else. And this is very much like the kafir today, the disbeliever. Allah says, there's no favor that you have except that it is from Allah. And so the disbeliever gets the breath that Allah gives him, and the wealth that Allah gives him, and the intellect that Allah gives him, and the wives and the children that Allah gives him, and every single thing in his life is from Allah. And then he goes to some idol, or some statue, or some angel, or some prophet, and he gives them all the due worship. This is the kafir. The person who does not understand. The person who does not know the objective of life. The person who deserves the hellfire. This is why Allah has prepared the hellfire. See, it is not a severe punishment for those who are innocent. It is a severe punishment for those who deserve it. Because someone in this condition only deserves to be burnt as a recompense for his behavior in this world. And I'm sure, inshallah, no one in this masjid falls under this particular category. So we say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, that he made you a Muslim. That he made you among those who can be grateful enough that you do not thank someone other than Allah Azza wa Jal, when you recognize that Allah is the one who gave you everything. The second category are those who are thankful to Allah and the creation. And this could be blameworthy or praiseworthy, depending on the context. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that if you don't thank the people, you're not thanking Allah. When someone does you a favor, my brother, you should recognize in your heart that the ultimate bounty is from Allah first and foremost. But don't disregard the actions and the assistance given by the human beings. This is how we're supposed to be. Because the last category are those who think that they're only thankful to Allah. And they are not thankful to the creation. These people are not really thankful to Allah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave da'wah to the non-Muslims, he made this a very poignant emphasis. He tried to focus on this point so that people will recognize. And if you look at the hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, from hadith Abu Jarir radiallahu anhu arda, قال سمعت رجلا يصدر الناس عن قوله لا يقول شيئا إلا صبروا عنه. قلت من هذا؟ قالوا هذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقلت أنت رسول الله؟ قال أنا رسول الله الذي إذا أصابك ضر فدعوته كشفه عنك، وإذا أصابك عام سنة فدعوته أنبتها لك، وإذا كنت بأرض فلاة فضلت عنك راحلتك دعوته كردها عليك. قال الرجل اعهد إلي. قال لا تسبن أحدا. قال الرجل فما سببت بعده حرا ولا عبدا ولا بعيرا ولا شاتا. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا، وأن تكلم أخاك وأنت منبسط إليه وجهك ذلك من المعروف، وإياك والإسبال، وإياك وإسبال الإزار فإنه من المخيلة، وإن الله لا يحب المخيلة. وإن امرؤ عيرك بما علم فيه فلا تعيره بما علمت فيه، فإنما وبال ذلك عليه. A man said, his name is Abu Jarir, I seen a man where whenever he would make a command, people will hasten to carry it out. He wouldn't say a single thing except that the people put it into practice and implementation. I said, who is this man? They said, this is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he went to him. He told him, are you the messenger of Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied by saying, I am the messenger of Allah. And he did not pause. The one whom if a calamity befalls upon you, you supplicate to him, he will remove it. And if you have a year of drought, you supplicate to him, he will cause the vegetation to grow. And if you are in a spacious land in the desert and your animal left you and ran away, you called upon him, he will return it to you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this man understand who Allah is. He said, "Ana Rasulullah al-Ladhi." I am the messenger of Allah, the one whom he connected Rasulullah, the love of Allah and Rasul, with the bounty of Allah. So there will be no gap. Recognize who's the one who gives you what you have. When he told this to the man's heart became soft. Automatically, this is how the da'wah is supposed to be. He told him, "I'ahad ilay, advise me." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not verbally abuse anyone. The man said, I never verbally abuse anyone afterwards. Not a slave, not a free person, not a camel or even a sheep. Never. He did it again. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him not to do it, what about me and you? Huh, brother? How often were you told not to do something and you continue to do it? And how often were you told not to do something and we don't care about doing it? Look at our condition and the condition of the Sahaba. You will know why we are where we are today. It will become clear to you. But some individuals will rise for the occasion, bi-idhnillah. Perhaps there will be someone listening to this today. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued in this hadith. He told them, do not belittle any good deed. Don't belittle any good deed. Even if you speak to your brother with a smiling face, this is a good deed. Then he told them, and woe to you. Woe to you from keeping your lower garments below your ankles. Because it is a form of arrogance and Allah does not love arrogance. Pay attention now. Don't get it twisted. Don't misunderstand. Don't interpret if you don't have knowledge. You must go back to the people of knowledge. It is known, according to the ulama, that this particular hadith is an indication that anyone who keeps his lower garment below his ankles is arrogant, period. Don't say, it's not me. I'm like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. No, you're not. No, you are not. You did not get that tazkiyah from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave it to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Brother, you're not Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq did not say, O Messenger of Allah, I tailor my pants below my ankles. He said that they keep falling and I try to keep them up. He told them, you're not doing this out of arrogance. So don't put yourself in this position, please. And understand from this hadith, and the one in Sahih Bukhari from Abu Huraira, ما أسفل من الإزار من الكعبين ففي النار. Whatever is below your ankles from your lower garment is in the hellfire. Wake up. It's enough. I don't understand why someone would expose himself to the hellfire over some inches of garments. What do you want, ya akhi? Do you want Jannah? Won't you
you pay something that little for Jannah to protect yourself from the fire? I don't understand. It's like nobody's telling you to carry a mountain on your shoulders and walk down the street for you to say, "Akhi, it's too difficult for me to do this." Go to the tailor, pay 5 riyals, lift up your pants. Case closed. The hadith is sahih. It is direct. إِيَّاكَ وَإِسْبَالِ الْإِزَارِ فَإِنَّهُ مِنَ الْمَخْيَلَةِ. Woe to you from keeping your garments below your ankles. It is arrogance. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمَخْيَلَةِ. Allah does not love arrogance. Allah does not love arrogance. I don't know when we will implement. Next year, the year after, before you die, I don't know when we will implement. I don't know how often some of us have heard this. I personally know from brothers I've spoken to many times. This was mentioned, this was reminded. But some people don't believe. Either they think we're liars, we're lying, we come on the minbar to lie, or they don't believe, there's no other option, or they really don't believe in the fire. Ya akhi, the hadith is sahih in Bukhari. You must keep your pants above the ankles, irrespective of what you're wearing. It doesn't matter what kind of country you belong to. I'm not speaking about a thawb in particular, or pants and shirt. Anything that you wear, izar is the lower garment. It must be above the ankles. I hope, and I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, that today will be a point of change for some of us. That today some people will believe me. Not because I'm saying it, because I'm quoting the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So next time we see them around, their pants will be in their proper place. Inshallah. And the hadith continues. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, and if a man speaks ill about you because of a fault he knows about you, don't do the same thing to him, because verily the sin is upon him. If someone criticizes you for some shortcoming, don't turn around and criticize him for a shortcoming about him. Because verily the sin of his criticism is against him. This is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is how he taught the people when they came to him. And this is how they understood the book of Allah and the sunnah of his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen and remember this remark of the Sahabi. Remember how he said, "I never cursed anyone afterwards. Not even a sheep, not even a camel." I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to guide me and you to the truth and the implementation of the truth, and make us among those who understand the insignificance of this life of this world, and the importance and the significance of the life to come. So we will be among the children of the life to come, and not among the children of this life of this world. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fee. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. All praises due to Allah. And we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And your Lord has proclaimed that if you show thankfulness, I will increase you. Ponder and reflect upon this ayah for just a minute. Allah has proclaimed, if you show thankfulness, I will increase you. Allah will increase you, will give you more, will give you blessings, will give you abundance. But this is for who? For those who show thankfulness. What is thankfulness? الشكر هو اعتراف القلب بنعم الله. First and foremost, being thankful is your heart recognizing the bounties of Allah upon you, not the creation. Second, الثناء على الله بها, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accordingly for these bounties that He gave you. And last, صرفها في مرضات الله. And the last category, which is where most of us fail, is utilizing it in a manner that is pleasing to Allah. Using it in a manner that is pleasing to Allah. How do you do that? I'm speaking to the healthy brothers. Brothers who could walk, brothers who could talk, brothers whose arms are functioning, brothers who have absolutely no disability. You know how you can be thankful to Allah concerning this body of yours? By coming to this masjid early. This is how you can be thankful to Allah concerning these blessings that He gave you. Because the day may come when you will not have the health anymore. And you will have to be picked up by some brothers who will help you up the stairs. And then you have no choice but to come late. But now that Allah has given you the health and the wealth, I wonder what is keeping you back. I wonder what is keeping you back on a lovely Friday. I wonder what's keeping you back on a Friday till just noon, where brothers start to walk in. He say he's talking about the same thing again. Akhi, I've heard you talk about this again. Akhi, this is what the khutbah is about. To remind you, perhaps you will be guided one day. If you want to be thankful to Allah with this tongue, then you use it to remember Allah. Recite the Quran, enjoy the good, forbid the evil, and make da'wah. If you want to be thankful to Allah with your wealth, then you spend on the needy. You help those who need help, and you use it in means that are halal. You don't buy something haram with it. You want to be thankful to Allah with your knowledge? Then put it into practice. If you know something, you should work accordingly. Otherwise, you're not being thankful to Allah concerning this knowledge that you have. And how often we see these examples. I know. Oh, akhi, I know. Tabi, akhi, why don't you do? This is a hujjah against you on the Day of Judgment. A proof against you on the Day of Judgment. And you want to be thankful to Allah for the body and the health that He gave you? Akhi, hasten to the good deeds. Hasten and hurry to the good deeds. Use that body and the health that Allah gave you to please Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you have to lose if you are in the first row? What do you have to lose? What would you lose if every day, every salah, you were in the first row? What do you have to lose? Allah promised, if you do that, He will increase you. Perhaps He will give you a long life of good deeds and good health. And Allah will multiply your rewards. But if you don't show thankfulness to Allah, if you don't show thankfulness to Allah, Allah will not increase you. Actually, the ni'mah may be taken away from you. You will be deprived of the very ni'mah. Today you're healthy, you're able. Make sure that you use that. Enough procrastination and laziness. Enough depending on others. Enough saying tomorrow, next week, next month, next year when I do Hajj. There's a time for everything. And the time for good deeds is now. The time to enter Jannah is now. Because now you can guarantee your life, but you cannot guarantee it tomorrow. Not even the next minute, not even the next second. So brothers, I call you from this minbar to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost for making you a Muslim. Look at the disbelievers around the world who don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, make sure that you thank the brothers who deserve some thanks. Those who do you favors. And there are many ways you could show gratefulness to a human being. By speaking good about them, or by aiding them and helping them at the time of need, or giving them advice if you believe his advice is sufficient. And lastly, do not be among those who are not grateful to Allah. Do not be among those who only know how to take, 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 but they cannot give anything back. And when you give back, you're giving to yourself, not to Allah. Allah doesn't need you, and doesn't need me, and doesn't need anyone. When you give back, you're really giving back to yourself. But some people are stingy. They cannot even give back to themselves. They only learn how to take from Allah. And they don't give anything back. And this is not befitting for you, my brother in Islam. I hope that one day, the Khatib will enter this masjid at 12:25 to see this masjid like this. I hope. And not because everybody walked in the last 2 minutes. Because everybody had been here. With the exception of those who have excuses, then of course people have excuses. Maybe this is the first time you come here, you don't know the way. Maybe you have a class, you're teaching the people goodness, then you're excused. Maybe you weren't able to sleep last night, you slept in late. There are people with excuses. I'm not speaking about those. I'm speaking about those who have no excuse. Absolutely no excuse except being late. These are the ones that we hope will be among those who will hasten to enter this masjid and get their books of deeds increased in good deeds. Inshallah ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد أقم الصلاة